Yeah, it's been exciting. It's definitely a new challenge, and with that as well, obviously with the Donegal ladies, with a lot of girls stepping away, a new team in a lot of ways as well. A lot of new players coming in and trying to probably assess things, and that takes time. But I must say they've all trained very well so far this year, and we're putting things together. But I guess the Sunday will really tell the tale against Leinster where we're actually at.
Yeah. We'll mention a couple of them girls that you're missing. And listen, they're seasoned campaigners, so they are at senior level. Niamh Hegarty, Nicole McLaughlin, Emer Gallagher, Karen Guthrie and Geraldine McLaughlin all opting out for the 2024 season. Did you know from very early on that these key players wouldn't be available to you, John?
Yeah, I did make contact with them all. I spoke with them all. There are different reasons probably for stepping away. Obviously, Geraldine is out because she's expecting a child in next month, I think. So on that end, we'll see afterwards with her. But the rest of them have all opted to retire, you know, so from their different ways, probably different chapters in their lives to move on to. So that's understandable, and I fully accept that.
Top quality players they were as well, John. But you have to work with what you have. Do you see quality in the squad now that you've assembled ahead of the league, John?
Yeah, I mean they're girls in there, and as I say, they're working very hard, and they're putting their hand up for a place in the team, and they're willing to give as much commitment as anybody else would. And I think from that end, you know, we can't fault them at all. But again, it'll come down to just the way we're playing at the minute, and just see how we go over the next few days, and that just the team will be decided then for Sunday.
Yeah. How many new faces can we expect, John?
A few, actually, a few. There'll definitely be probably 4 or 5 new faces anyway that'll be in. And look, again, it's maybe a bit of trial and error at the start to find your way. And you know, probably in times of preparation, you know, you're probably in from November, December. Like when you're trying to assemble a new panel, sometimes it does take a bit longer. You need that bit of time. And over the winter, sometimes trying to get games and different things like that can be difficult, and pitches and everything else. So you just have a lot of that to do.
Yeah.
So we're as I say, we're looking forward. We'll tell on Sunday, you know, how we're going. But it's early days for us in that capacity. And again, get girls just the way that maybe we want to play and things like that we want to do. So it'll take time. But again, we're still looking on Sunday to go down and to do our best and come away hopefully with a victory.
Yeah. Before we talk about Leash, just one other point. It's a boost to you, and it's a boost for Donegal. Niamh McLaughlin back from Australia, having had a successful campaign at Down Under. And Amy Boyd Carr signed up in Australia as well, but she's available to you in 2024.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. Niamh came back there in around maybe the middle of December. She actually came back a few days beforehand and came back straight training, you know, and it's a testament to her, you know, the commitment level she shows to Donegal football there, you know, over the course of the last few months there. You know, probably when people come back from Australia, they don't have to. Maybe they have a different way of thinking. Straight back into it, and you know, is really focused on getting into top shape and get you know, work with the team. And Amy, I'm delighted for Amy that she got that, because you see her there at training. You know, she's a fabulous player, and she just really deserves that opportunity in Australia. And the big thing for us, of course, is that she's staying for the season until our season's over. So I'm hoping to have her for quite a while yet.
Yeah, I know. Speaking to our colleagues in the media in the Midlands, that there's a bit of change in Leash as well. A considerable amount of change compared to the changes that's in Donegal. So they're finding their way as well. I think there's only 3 players left from the side that won the All Ireland a couple of seasons ago, John. So there's a bit of unknown now as you go to a new campaign for both sides.
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, with a lot of teams, maybe there always comes change at a certain time, and you just have to try and re-establish a new team, and that takes time. I think from the Donegal team that played in the All-Ireland semi-final against Meath, I think in 2 years ago, I think out of that 15, we have probably 6 starters from that team. So, you know, there's a big turnover of 9 players. So, yeah, you have to take time to rebuild with players, and that give them a chance and the opportunity to develop. And as I said to you at the start, that just doesn't happen overnight. That takes a wee while to bed in. And so maybe, you know, for us, starting off against Leash in Division 2 down there is probably not a bad start in terms of getting these girls game time at a competitive level.
Finally, then, is the immediate target to get promotion and get back to Division 1?
My immediate target, actually, right now is Leash on Sunday. and see you go. Well, obviously, it's my debut as the manager, and I'm just really looking forward to going down with the team. We'll go down on Saturday, and we'll spend the overnight there, and we'll prepare well for Sunday. And I'm looking forward to us playing on Sunday and hopefully coming away with a victory at the end of it and going back up the road happy with 2 points. That's where I'm at, Oisin.
Okay. Listen, John, thanks for taking the call. We wish you and the ladies the very best of luck this weekend in your season opener.
Thank you very much, Oisin.